Class in high school, that was a good experience for you.
I worked, of course, afternoons, but I still was able to keep my grades up. My grandmother told me if I'd not smoke, so I wouldn't stunt my growth. That's all we worried about then. We didn't worry about lung cancer, but you worried about stunting your growth. If I wouldn't smoke, and if I'd keep my grades up when I was 16, she'd give me a car. So I kept my grades up and made all the societies that you make if you do keep your grades up. I didn't smoke until I was, I guess, 15, and by that time I was, I think, 6'1 or something, and she said, you go ahead and smoke now if you want to. But I kept my grades up, and I got a car.
What kind of car?
A Plymouth. That was a story in itself. She had always promised that to me, I'd get it when I was 16, and right after the war, you couldn't get a car. I mean, you couldn't get a bicycle, you couldn't get a car, nothing. There was just a terrible scarcity of everything. And my birthday was May the 9th, 1946. So she called her brother-in-law, my grandfather's brother, and she told John, she said, I've got to get a car for Billy. I promised it to him if he'd make grades, and he did. And he said, oh, we can't do that. There's no way you can get a car. They're just too scarce. She said, well, what are you driving? And he said, I've got a Dodge that I drive. She said, what year? He said, well, it's a 46. She said, well, just get another one. So I don't know how he did it, but anyway, he did get me a Plymouth and brought it down.
That had to be a day you remember.
Oh, I guess that was probably the happiest day of my life till I got married.
And a big hero in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. My popularity jumped several degrees immediately.
Remember some of the names of your classmates in class in high school?
Well, one of them was David Hall, who was governor, and he was on TV just recently. Another one was Pete Darcy, who was from the first grade at Rosary through high school. He was, I guess, 6'11". He became a very famous basketball player with several of the NBA groups and ended up with Harlem Globetrotters.
And his name again?
Pete Darcy.
Pete Darcy, okay. Uh-huh.
Of course, I've still got some dear friends, the ones that are still alive. Classmate is Dick Workman, still one of my dearest friends. Of course, they all were, but they've kind of passed on through the years. But anyway, we had a good group.
You graduate from high school in 1948.
Yes.
Then what happens?
Okay. Go off to college to get our degree. And my grandmother, I don't know why, here's this city boy that all he knew was to ride a bicycle and sell a Saturday Evening Post, but she thought he ought to be a rancher. And I was kind of like my grandfather Ross. I was afraid a horse would step on me. So I went up to Stillwater for a year.
It was Oklahoma A&M then, I suppose.
It was Oklahoma A&M. So I was up there for a year, and that summer, my dear old grandmother passed away, so I switched that to OU. In September, after she died in June. But anyway, I loved college. It was just great. My group of fraternity friends are still dear friends to this day.
What fraternity?
Beta Theta Pi.
Your degree then would have been in what?
I got my business degree, my undergraduate degree in finance. I had a double minor in economics, and at that time, law would count as a minor. So your freshman year in law school would count as your senior year in business, so it only took me 6 years to get my 2 degrees. Can't do that anymore. I worked at Liberty National all those years.
A teller probably by that time?
Well, yeah, but everything. Wherever they needed me, I could be a teller. I could still get in the car and take some checks up to the Federal Reserve, whatever needed to be done.
Who's the president of OU at that time?
George Cross. He was a wonderful man. He was very talented. As I look back at all the presidents down there, of course, Bourne is in a class by himself, in my opinion. But Cross was an excellent president of the university. The university wasn't beautiful like it is now. I mean, so much has been done, so much has been built, but we thought it was. Mm-hmm. It was just great fun. Marvelous lifelong friends made. I got a fine education. Of course, the law school was just outstanding. The professors in the law school were some of the original ones that came when the law school started. They were all from your Ivy League schools and the University of Michigan, Northwestern. And it was just an excellent, excellent school, an excellent experience.
A big name then was the football coach.
Oh, yes, Bud Wilkinson. Was he ever? Let's see, I guess he came in 46, and by the time I got down there, things were really moving along.
So you went to some of those games, I would imagine.
Yeah. We talk about that often. They were so pleasant, it might be 95 degrees, but we'd always wear a woolly sport coat and a tie, and we'd usually have a date. We'd sit in our own section, just loved it. The game would be at 1:30 or 2 in the afternoon on Saturday. It wasn't at 7:30 at night or 11 o'clock in the morning. It was when it should be, and it was. You don't realize until you lose something how neat it is, and that was so good at the time we didn't realize. It was just the way life was.
Yeah.
Then I graduated, got my business degree in 52, got my law degree in 54. I had to take the bar that summer. I was still working at Liberty.